The Forsyte Saga by John Galsworthy. Read by Martin Jarvis. Volume 1. The Man of Property. Those privileged to be present at a family festival of the Forsytes have seen that charming and instructive sight, an upper middle-class family in full plumage. They would have gleaned from a gathering of this family evidence of that mysterious tenacity which renders a family so formidable a unit of society, so clear a reproduction of society in miniature. June 15, 1886, about 4 of the afternoon, at the house of old Jolyon Forsyte in Stanhope Gate, was the occasion of an at-home to celebrate the engagement of Miss June Forsyte, old Jolyon's granddaughter, to Mr. Philip Bosinney. In the bravery of light gloves, buff waistcoats, feathers and frocks, the Forsytes arrived. When a Forsyte was engaged, married or born, the family was present. About the Forsytes mingling that day with the crowd of other guests, there was a brilliant respectability, as though they were attired in defiance of something. The habitual sniff on the face of Soames Forsyte had spread through their ranks. They were on their guard. Danger was what the Forsytes scented. For the first time, as a family, they appeared to have an instinct of being in contact with some strange and unsafe thing. Over against the piano stood the host, Swithin Forsyte, a man of bulk and stature. He was wearing two waistcoats on his wide chest. Close to the window, the other twins...